Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, 95.7 The Game football insider Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry Rice, brought to you by Xfinity. Jerry, we're talking about the George Kittle play at the end of that game yesterday. I mean, as you're watching that, are you getting chills?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, just for him to make that catch on fourth down and his physicality downfield. You know, this guy is just an animal on the football field. And I think everybody just feeds through him. And I think it's exactly what Lo just said. After seeing this guy make a play like that, you go give this guy a big hug and you say, hey, man, I love you for that.
Thank you, Jerry.
Because of that physicality, a fourth down situation, to have that composure. For Jimmy G to throw that ball to George Kittle, he makes the catch, and he didn't want to go down. He wanted to score, and that's the reason why we are a winner today.
Jerry, you had a lot of guys, a lot of coaches tell you that they love you. A lot of other teams said that they hate you. When you saw a guy like Emmanuel Sanders, what did you think about E-Man's performance on the road, the young receiver you make this trade for? How many guys think they're telling that young man they love him as well?
Man, I had the opportunity to meet Sanders. And that was my first time meeting him down at the facility. And he walked by me. He looked at me, and we looked at each other. Then he came back and said, hey, look, can I take a picture? Can I take a selfie? I said, okay, let's do it. I said, man, I have always admired your play because of what he was able to do in Denver. And yesterday, you know, seven catches for about 157 yards and a touchdown. And that 75-yarder, man, where he fell backwards. And I'm saying to myself, okay, first of all, I said, I'm going to tell him this. Why are you falling? Hey, Lo, you know what I'm saying? Why are you falling? You know, we have that balance. You know, look at Lance Warren back in the day. He used to take ballet, do all that stuff. And you know how he would land on his feet and do all that. And I'm like, you better get up after he fell down and he was able to get up then score that touchdown. But he brings something really special to the team. And I think with him and Jimmy G, the chemistry is really there. He know that he can go to him, but also go to Deebo Samuel. You know, so he got weapons on this offense that that he got confidence in. And I think it's exactly what Emmanuel Sanders said after the game. Jimmy G personality. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to fold. And he's going to win football games if time is on the clock.
And how much is this is attributed to Kyle Shanahan? Because Sanders became the first wide receiver for the 49ers to throw a touchdown pass since, well, you did it. Christmas Eve back in Atlanta.
What are you talking about? I threw a touchdown pass.
He was the first one to do it since you, Christmas Eve, okay. 1995. And I wasn't going to mention that you were 3 of 10 lifetime throwing the football, but what does it say about Kyle Shanahan?
That'll get you
and
the Hall
creativity.
Of Fame in baseball, Jerry.
Wow, 3 of 10. Dibs, was that needed? Jerry,
he's 3 of 10, Jerry.
Did you hear what Dibs just tried to do with you right there, Jerry?
I heard him.
Okay, you're a goat, Jerry.
You know what? I'm way above that.
Thank
you. I'm not going to get into that. But I think what Kyle Shanahan is doing, he's utilizing his weapons. You know, he's being creative on that reverse play where he let Sanders throw that reverse pass to Mostert. You know, it's just like he's just got so many weapons and he's just like a little kid in the playground.
Jerry Rice.
I think that's it. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I just got cracked there. I thought I had the time to jump on the question, and I
you guys still hear me?
Yes, we can. Jerry Rice, Hall of Famer, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. A win like this, how do you avoid perhaps letting these feelings and emotions linger too long? Atlanta's on deck. It's the first time in weeks the Niners have had a game that they're pretty much expected to win. The Green Bay game was big. Baltimore game was big. This is big. Now here comes little old Atlanta, potential letdown spot. How do you avoid getting caught in a trap there?
Well, you're not going to fall into that trap. These guys are professional football players. They know what's at stake. And they knew what was at stake, going into this football game. And they went in and they did what they had to do. So I really don't expect a letdown or anything like that. You go in, you look at the film, you make adjustments or you critique, you know what happened during that ball game, and you try to get better and get ready for the next game. And you also pretty much you respect the next opponent. You know, you don't overlook that that next team. So I don't expect a letdown from this team. I think this team is focused, and they're destined to do something great this year.
Jerry, when you watch the defense, we know this defense has been one of the better defense, if not the best defense in the National Football League. How do you, fix what we saw yesterday, or do you think that was just because they played against arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks in the league? How did the defense, or do they feel, how do you think they're feeling in that room? Even though they won the game, how's the defense feeling?
Well, I think the defense is going to go back and they're going to make adjustments. You went up against Drew Brees, and they got weapons on that team also, and I knew it was going to be a high-scoring team. I knew it was going to be a high-scoring game. And whoever had the ball last would win that football game. And it was fortunate that we had the ball last. But, you know, they go in, they make corrections, and they get ready. I'm concerned about D Ford, Richard Sherman, you know, the players that are, like, hurt right now. But, you know, still, you just go in, you make those corrections, and you get ready for the next battle.
And still waiting to hear officially about those players for the next game. Also, Weston Richburg banged up. How much does that affect the offensive line when the center goes out and you have to go to, even if it's a good quality backup, how much does that hurt the continuity of the offense?
You can't buy into it. Can't buy into it from a position situation. You try to be as good as you can be in your position. You can't worry about the offensive line. You got to make yourself better. Quarterbacks got to make themselves better. Running backs, the receivers and stuff like that. That's really what you focus on. Next man up. That's the way it goes. You know, that's just part of football. And whoever they put in there in that center position, they got to feel like that guy can get the job done. So you can't use that as an excuse. You can't use anything as an excuse now. It's just next man up.
Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. A huge performance from Jimmy Garoppolo. But I wanted to ask you a little bit about Kyle Shanahan, the play calling, the ingenuity, the progressive thinking, the risk taking. Do you see someone like you who played under the great Bill Walsh? Do you see any of Bill Walsh in him? Are there any similarities? Are there differences? Take me through that, because Bill is widely regarded as one of the great American football pioneers. Kyle, it seems to be on the cutting edge floor as well. Your thoughts on the comparison between the two?
Yeah, I think he's putting the play in the hands of the players. You know, Jimmy G, 26 for 35, 349 yards and 4 touchdowns. And I think he has the confidence in those players now. And now he can be creative. He can utilize those players. Yeah, so you see that. You see the creativity and all that. You know, Bill was the best at what he did on the football field. And I think with Kyle Shanahan, you know, he got the weapons around this team where he can utilize those guys and let those guys just go out and be ballers. And that's it. They're having a good time. They're winning. Everything is going well. Next focus now is the next ball game. And I'm sure this team is going to be ready for that.
Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ, 95.7 The Game football insider, the incomparable Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time. Have a great week. We'll catch you next week.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Lowe.
What up, baby?
Can you hear me?
I got you.
Man, I love Kittle, man. I love Kittle.
I love him, too. I love him, too. Nice, Jay.
All right, Lowe, man. You guys take care.
Be good. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.